when he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so very, very much for this opportunity to gather right here in your presence. Thank you that as we come like this, Holy Spirit, you are here. Speak to us. Speak to every one of us in our circumstances, our situation, and set us on our way. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. May be seated. I want us to do something. Can you write? You can write. So, write one. This week. One, this week. Two, last week. Three, last month, meaning February. And four, meaning this year, January, February, inclusive. One, this week. Two, last week, meaning March. Three, last month, meaning February. And four, this year, meaning from January. You got it? Are we okay? Beautiful. So, I have two questions. If the answer is this week, then question one, one. If the answer is last week, question one, two. If the answer is this year, question one, four. So, the answer you give, you put the number there, against the question. Is that okay? So I'm asking two questions, question one and question two. Question one, answers are between one and four. And question two, answers are between one and four. Is that okay? Beautiful. Question one, when was the last time you did evangelism? Please add five last year. Add five last year. When was the last time you did evangelism personally? Just put a score there. One, two, three, four, five. I think it shouldn't be a long discussion. Question two. Question two. When was the last time you led your people, meaning your choir, your church, your branch, your basenta, you led your people into evangelism? When was the last time you led your people? If you're a pastor, it could be a branch pastor, a choir, basanta, basenta, whichever it is. If it is one, this week is one, last week is two, last month is three, this year is four, last year is five. You have got it. So add your total. How many got two? Two. Three. You had three. One person had three. Four. Five. 6. That means last month. Last month. 6. This week. You, 1 plus 5. Okay. 1 plus 5. So you're 6. Okay. 6. 7. 8. Has everybody indicated what they got? I don't think I've seen every hand. I don't think I've seen every hand. But I want us to Luke chapter 14. I want us to recognize how evangelism is fading from our churches. I want us to recognize that we were once the people of the book. We were once known as, if you go anywhere and ask somebody, what church do you go to, ask you, are you Lighthouse? Because only we ask such upfront confrontational questions. Nobody else did. Others were more political, more diplomatic, but Lighthouse person will come and ask you, so you, do you go to church? What church do you go to? What do you do in your church? Straight away, you are marked as a Lighthouse member. But it is dying or has died out under our watch. Luke chapter 14, verse 16. And a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his disciples at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. But they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servants, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servants, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them. That's the word we are looking for. Anakazu. And compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidding shall taste of my supper. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight I want us to look at this famous word in our midst, anakazo. You know, and I think that it is something which we need to look at, because fewer and fewer of us are applying it in life. True or not true? And it is one of our foundational doctrines. I mean, anakazo was something which everybody applied, everybody knew about. I'm sure right now, if we go into our churches and begin to ask some church members, what is anakazo? They'll say, who is he? Whose name? Whose name? Whose nickname is this? We know Joe Waskachara, Joe Azigiza. We know all, but then anakazo. Who is anakazo? I mean, because I know Jack Toronto, I know Dirty Daniel, I know Slappy J. But which one is And you find out that some of our guys do not know what an akazo is. And not only do we have to know what it is, but we have to actually do it. We have to actually practice it. It has to be something which it is done actually in our day-to-day living. Otherwise, the consequences of an akazo failing is that our churches will be empty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what I'll say is, because I weekly look at the data from our churches when they come in. All the branches data comes to my phone. I see that there are quite a number of our churches that are not growing at all. They are not growing at all. I mean, we instituted the league tables last year, the Centurion League, then the Jubilee League. Centurion League, those who are 100 and above. And we saw one or two strove to enter into it. And Charlie, it's not easy. I mean, there are a few comfortable in the comfortable lead who are there comfortably. But there are others too who are always borderline, in, out. That's borderline. And there are others too who are even in the Jubilee League. Do you know Jubilee League? Members don't know Jubilee League. It's a private discussion we are having as pastors. Yeah. It's a Jubilee League. It's actually relegation. But I'm just trying to change the name so that you'll not be discouraged. Yeah, it's a relegation. How do you know, Rashford? You didn't know? I made it like relegation zone. I mean, the bottom three are drop zone. You are dropping to the junior league. You don't belong among the elite any longer. I mean, how can you be called a pastor, a senior pastor, when you are rotating around Jubilee League? But the name sounds very grand. Oh, yes. A very grand name. Jubilee. Wow, I'm in the Jubilee League. Charlie, yeah. You are somebody. You are a good pastor. Oh, you are not a good pastor. You're on your way out. You have been relegated out of the top hierarchy of pastors into the lower realms of this thing. And the reason is that some of our churches are not growing. They are not growing. Now, as Bishop said once, he assumed when he used to go to Korea for these church growth conferences, Pastor Yonggi Cho used to say that for your church, are you with me? And those of us who are not pastors, you are also a leader of some kind, so you are in it. He used to say that for your church to grow, you must have a desire. I mean, a pastor for his church to grow, you must have a desire. And he was a bit confused because everybody must have a desire. You know, if you're a pastor of a church, you must have a desire. So this question of, do you have a desire? It doesn't make sense. Automatically, you must have a desire. Well, unfortunately, it's not like that. Because there are many pastors who actually do not have a desire. I was thinking about this the other time, and I said, it is the assumption that every man has a desire for a woman. It's an assumption. But the reality is that it is not the case. It is not the case. Can I even go so far to say that even husbands who are married to their wives, there will be occasions and times when you, the husband, you have no desire for your wife. They won't mind me, but it's okay. Some wives are here, so they won't say anything. They won't say anything. Some wives are here. But you, the husband, even though she's available and everything is there, working as it should, there is at some times no desire. No desire. And it just leads to a certain, I don't care. Yeah, just be there. Indifference is kind. But I don't need, no. Sorry, that's not why I came. Yeah. You know. But you see, I'm talking about desire. Desire. I read somewhere, it's not appropriate at this time. But the truth is that sometimes, something which we assume that men have desires for, there's none. There's none at all. And it can, for whatever reason. And so we will have an assumption that pastors have a desire for their churches to grow, and that it is uppermost on their minds, and it's something which they are looking forward to see the thing growing. And in reality, they are just indifferent. You come, you see your church is there. Hey, yeah, I've come. Hey, okay, sit down. I preach. When I finish, I'm going. How many are coming next week? I don't care. I mean, how many don't come? You didn't come? Okay, you didn't come. You came? Okay, you came. Are you, the choir sang? Okay, they didn't sing. Okay, they didn't sing. You are indifferent. And there's a certain, I've just come, I'm just present. I'm just present. And there's, and that's, even though you may be doing something, running, preaching, have a choir, doing various things, actually, there's no energy behind those things. There's nothing. And that is why churches don't grow. Amen. Even though you are there every Sunday, even though we have prayer meeting every Friday, even though we have our basenta meetings, cell meetings, even though we have all these activities going on, there's no growth. And we can have a church has been there for months, years. I mean, I have the data. Anybody who is interested, come and look at it. The church has been there for 2-3 years. You have been rotating, gallivanting around the same average for years. 30, 20, 20, 20, 20, 50, 50, 48, 49, 52, 49, 52. Just gallivanting. Do you know gallivanting? Don't know gallivanting? Look it up. It's a good English word. Just rocking around, walking around, up and down, rotating. Do you know motongali? Just walking around like that. Around the same, you're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. You are in the same place. Just going up and down. Because there is no real desire for the church to grow. And you do the things, you go through the motions, but there's no desire. And the second thing is that there's no effort. There is no effort. I mean, one of my sons, when he was younger, whenever you send him to do something like sweep or carry something, then suddenly his hands become weak. So, I mean, he's like, I can't hold it. His hands become weak. So, when they say sweep here, they'll take the broom. Mommy, I'm weak. carry a tray. Because there is no energy. He has no energy for what we have given him. Hallelujah. Amen. But, you know, without an effort, without a heart and an effort, what we are seeing as stagnant churches will be a permanent feature of some houses. Without a burning desire and without an effort, that effort is what we call anakazo. That is the effort it takes to build and grow a church. And without it, no church will grow. It will not grow. In fact, so in the story of the man who gave the feast, there, you know, he prepared a great supper and he bade many to come. And I'm very sure that all of us passed this. I mean, when I asked how many have done some outreach evangelism in the past, I have all, I didn't get a 10. That is, no, none at all. This, everybody was 1, 2, 3, 4, something like that. You know, there has been some attempts at inviting people to church. It's part of our standard things. In the story, in the accounts in Luke chapter 14, I find three stages or three types of invitation and results. Three types of invitation and results. The first invitation was, he bade, verse 17, and said to them that were ready, come, or that were bidding, come, for all things are now ready. That's stage one. But they all, with one consent, like a plan, as if they had agreed, all the guys had agreed that today won't come to church. Hey, I mean, I've seen some before. As if all the choristers plan not to come to church. As if all the young men in the area, when you went there with your bus to pick them up, they all planned that today we are not coming to church. With one consent. All of them with one consent. As if it was planned. Began to make excuse. And they made excuses. And the bottom line is that nobody came. Nobody came. The first invitation that was sent out to invite people to come for a service that was prepared for them, nobody came. And if that is how we are inviting to our churches, by inviting, then do not be surprised that nobody comes. If you send out an invitation, put out a flyer, or just send out a notice, church on Sunday, that is why we announce wedding, wedding, wedding. Yay! Everybody, yay! But nobody comes. But nobody comes. All those who shout the yay, even those who shout the yay the loudest, and that Saturday, they're in town somewhere. Yeah, the first invitation that goes out, and it's a proper invitation. Mind you, it is a decent, good invitation. It goes out. Nobody comes. Nobody respects that invitation. All you have are excuses. Excuses. And as you know from other teachers, most excuses are lies. True or not true, how many of us have made an excuse that was not an excuse, it was a lie? Can I see you? Yeah, I've said it today. No, I mean, we give excuses. We say that, oh, you know, my stomach is paining me, my head is paining me, I couldn't come, the child is coughing. There's no child coughing. The child, the cough is a cough. That's a normal cough. I mean, it's not the child is coughing. Oh, you know, I have a headache. What headache? You don't have a headache. It's a normal tiredness. Or am I not saying that thing well? Yeah, many excuses are lies. It is just a way to say, no, I won't come. But you see, and of the three people, only one said, I cannot come. Only one said, I cannot come. There are always a few who say, I won't come. Always a few. But the rest, they just give excuse. Oh, I'm coming. Wait for me here. I'm going to bath and come. I'm going to call my mother and come. My mother has sent me. They just come with excuses. And those excuse people, they never come. They never come. Anybody, I hope you are listening. Anybody who makes excuses and you accept those excuses, they will never come into your church. No. They will never come into your church. Then the master said, go into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. So, stage two invitation was when they went out the second time to call the blind and the lame and the halt and the maimed. Compare this second group with the first group. The first group, they are landowners, husbands, businessmen. They were the posh people in the society. The first group were the nice people. People like you, well-dressed, well-behaved. People who had proper jobs, proper cars. I mean, had gone to school. That was the first group of people who they invited. And you know what? They didn't come. Many of the people we invite don't come. Do you know why? Because we are also fulfilling a law bearing fruit after your own kind. So we are automatically gravitating to our type of people. Automatically. I mean, when you land in a place and you see two boys wearing shorts, one guy wearing trousers, who do you go and sit by? Yeah, the person who looks like you. Because we have a built-in mechanism in our heads. And so the people we invite the first time, often they don't come. But the second group of people, the poor, the low down, they came. They came. Yeah. Amen? They came. But they alone, I mean, yeah, that's all. If you like, try it and see. As you go out and you invite some people, there's always some young people, some people who are sitting down there doing nothing. Chale yeko, sorry. Oh, okay. Why not? So there's always, you find some young people and some area boys and some people hanging around. When you invite them, let's go, they'll come. They're not well dressed. On a Sunday morning, they've not bathed. They've not even eaten. They are just sitting down there. I mean, they have nowhere to go, nothing to do. They're poor, they're lame, they're blind. They have nothing. They have nowhere to go. They're down and out. And those ones, when you invite them, they will come. You know something? They are coming with their trouble. They are coming with their trouble. But they are coming. They will come. And if you invite one guy, and when he comes on the way to church, Master, come with him. And then the other one says, Master, what again will say? Mbowati. Next week when you go and you see them there, will you call them again? I said, when you go there next week, you see his brother there also wearing singlet, also Mbowati. Will you call him again? As he has come the whole trip, from church, from the house to church, on the subway. Master, me need you. Bindidio. Hey! I mean, he is telling you, when you get to church, then he has gone, then come, Pastor, tell me why. Mini offering, oh. Mini offering. I said next week, when you come back and you see more of the same kind sitting there, tell me what you will do. Just move quietly past them and wave at them. Because as you call them, they are coming with the issues that they are the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. They are coming with, they have the Son of David, have mercy upon me. Why? I'm blind. I can't see. I can't walk. I'm lying down by the pool. Nobody's helping me. The maim. Maim is they are twisted. Maim is you are crippled. They are coming with their troubles. Yeah. And you see, and those guys, they are there. They are there. They are there. Look, plenty. Oh, there's no stress at all. They are there. But at a certain point, you yourself won't invite them again. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, those who came, then the man said, some have come, but the house is not full. There is still room. And maybe that is where many churches are. Many churches have somebody. You have somebody in the church, but it's not full. One day I was reading about a footballer, I've forgotten his name, who was playing in the Premier League. I've forgotten his name. I've forgotten the team. I think Liverpool or something. Who retired. And then he went to his hometown to join another club. I think it's third tier or the bottom tier of the league. And he went to join that club. And when he went to join the club, what surprised me was that he found supporters of the club. He said, hey, the club was dying. I think they didn't have enough money to even pay the lorry fare for their players to go and play at the next match. So he was helping them. He gave them money to take a bus to go and play their match. And when they came, they had no kits. They didn't have issues, so they were, and the club was dying. I mean, and he said, this is the fourth division or something. And do you know what surprised me? He said, they are supporters. And I said, what is wrong with you? There's Manchester, there's Liverpool, there's Arsenal, there's Chelsea. Why do you go to Bromwich town football club? Why do you go? I mean, find a proper team to support. Find a proper team. I mean, we can in Ghana, we support them. How much more you are born in England? Find a team. I mean, why support a certain team which has only out of the 11 players, they have only 15 players and 11 are playing. That's their team, their squad. 15 players. Yeah, that's the squad. And they are 11. And it's like, so, and they are supporters. And I said, what? What is wrong with you? Why support such a team that even can't pay their players? They can't even go to their next match. You see, every church, every pastor, no matter how useless you are, somebody will come to your church. No matter, but don't clap. Tell a good clap. When people are in your church, doesn't mean you are good. Doesn't mean you are doing well. When you have 20 in your church, don't say I've done well 20. No. There are some people there, no, if like just come and lie down and get up and go home, they will stay in church. Because they are like that. They are like that. They somehow they are okay with very little. They are okay. They are okay. They can come to your church and you don't preach anything. Just come and stand there. And if like don't come. And then leave them. They'll still come to church. So finding a few people in your church does not mean you are doing something right. Does not mean that. Are we listening? Yeah, it doesn't mean. We like, oh, you know, today 20 people came, 18 people came, so I've done well. No. Even when there's nothing, those two come. If you come and sit and tell them and nasty stories, they will still come. They will still come. Amen. And we have used some of those events to console ourselves that I'm doing something. That I'm doing something. No. Yeah. The house is not full. The house is not full. You know, and those that is what the rich man knew. The house not being full meant that no rest. There cannot be rest at all. We must rise up. And that's when he said, rise up and go again. Go. You know, the first going was probably to the city. The next one to the lanes. This one to the byways, the hedges. Go into the lunguses. Go down. Yeah. And these ones who you are going to, that is where anakazo is required to bring them. Bring anakazo them, force them. I said force them into the church. Amen. Who here was in a drama ministry or was doing drama or acting when you were in school? Anybody here like that? Nobody was into drama in your school days? You were? Never. Come. I need an actor. I need an actor. Come. They never cast you, but you were there in a drama ministry. Yeah. Anakazo. Come. You are to be anakazoed. No, come and stand here. So, this is, William is the anakazo man. Please bring me microphones. Yeah. Microphones. And this is the man on the streets. What is anakazo? It means to take somebody by all means, such as entreat. So please entreat this man to go to church. So you don't want to go to church. No, you don't know how to act well. This man. I need a good actor. I need a... Who? Pardon? Juliet. Juliet. Oh, he's not a good film star. I need somebody. Your suffer acting is too stiff. I need... Who can? George. Okay. Sit down. You are going to Bible school. Go and be a pastor. So you don't want to go to church. You want to go to church. Entreat him. Entreat him. Yeah, entreat.
Charlie, you know God loves you. Yeah. Today, what are you doing today, Sunday?
So yeah, bro.
Master, me say and next Sunday, today, what's your plan for Sunday? Look.
Entreat him.
I'm coming.
Entreat him. Entreat him.
Entreat.
You are trying to wrap him. Yeah. And the second meaning is persuade. Persuade. You are trying to persuade him. Entreat is, I'm asking you. Persuade is, I'm changing your mind. So you are persuading him. You have done both right now. Entreating him and persuading him. The third is threaten him. Threaten him.
Me kasa yen kwa sorry now we all must start sound. Unim say enchana ni pew. Unim so
that
check and opay kwa me back on me free if you accident be am ho kwa yen so kwa on. We sang for no kwa if you hu be bia o sisi on me bia obekọ. I would jaw away on host star now and 900 and 200.
So when you
So the last one is to force him. That's the last level, and I catch the highest level. Force him.
This is why I need people to help me.
Force him.
Hey, bro. I'm sorry, no. Open his hole. Open his hole.
Yeah,
sorry.
Also,
Me, Jina, has
it.
Yeah, I'm saying. And you're saying, you're expecting if he has it. Open his hole, open his hole. If he has it, it's me free.
Force him.
I said, Rebecca, I tell you, I share with clients, it's okay. Come on, I bet you, Yako. Oh, hi, see. Because manya manya bahane die. Enya die a mesen free ha, and me ne wo enkwa sori no. Enu ti na me bae. Enu ti na me bae, enti eh eh. Onko die na se me ne wo ebet na fie ha se.
Enyo so enya so no wa he.
David David. Nya me ne sofo. Nya me ne sofo. Ya kwa sori.
You see, the reason why this guy is so vocal, he seems that we are equals. When you get the lame, the blind, and the halt, who are clearly in need, they will not argue so much. Yeah, they will argue small, but the money is here. Come, let's go. Ah, yeah, sure. Says, come on. Okay, yeah, go on. They will follow, you know. But you see, there are different stages of pressure that you must exert to move the guy. And you see, very simply, asking him alone in most cases doesn't work. Doesn't work. But we always ask, just ask him, go and invite. And we are inviting. And nobody's coming. And you are sitting in your church like that. Nobody's coming in the church alone. Because the 20 have come, the useless 20 who always come, no matter how useless you are. That's what you are stuck with. So that 20 has made you feel that I'm doing something when actually you are doing nothing. What is there? If I remove you and put a child there, they may still come. They may still come. And you are doing nothing. And see, but because that small remnant who have been coming there have made us feel that we are working. Some of us don't even prepare when you are going. Just wake up, take your book, and go and stand there. What you share, the title is there in the page, on the list, Blood Power, what you share on the officially. But what the content is, God knows. God knows. You have put a cover notes, a cover on this thing, but the inside is, the contents are mysterious. Amen. Entreat to ask him. He doesn't entreat, persuade. I have to now counter all his arguments. Still doesn't work. Chale, you go die, oh! I have to frighten him. Look, you are just standing here. Do you know that you are dying? You are talking about heart. Look, you die and go to hell. You suffer in hell. Come on, let's go to church. You're going to suffer. Do you know hell? You say hell is Bob Marley and those people. Foolish boy, do you know who's in hell? It's the devil and his wicked angels. You are saying that what? Hell there, we all die and go. All die, be die. You say all die, be die. Die and see. It's like die right now and see. And sometimes you have to become wild on them and tell them. And the last thing you study, We are going. We are going. You see, and when they are talking, you must talk more than him. When he start talking, cut him off. Don't let him land. Once he can't land, he can't make a point. So he's always in the air. You are going. You are going. You will not stay where you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And so this evening, listen to certain things. One, the excuses that you hear, they come from everybody. They come from their people. They come from your workers. And they come from you. Many of us, we regularly break rule number one of an Akazo man. He doesn't cancel a meeting. Many of us, we break that rule. We cancel, reschedule, postpone. An Akazo man. Doesn't accept no for an answer. Doesn't cancel any meeting. What we have scheduled, we are going to have a meeting. Allahu Akbar. We shall have the meeting. We shall never shake anything. Even if there are three, we'll take it like that. Many of us break that first rule of an Akazo. And sometimes we ourselves give excuses and reasons why it's not possible. Amen. But listen to this. I want to give you just 2 points. An Akazo is important because in this current world that we are in, only a certain type of evangelism will lead to church growth. In this current world that we live in, the normal, usual, casual invitation of people, come to church, doesn't work again. It doesn't work again. I remember secondary school. When you go to Form 1, almost all Form 1 boys went to SU. True or not true? Almost every Form, only a few bad boys didn't go to SU. Almost everybody. Now, how many go to SU? I remember when we were in school. When you go to school, you become SU. When you come home, then you come and backslide. Now, when you go to school, that's where you learn all the bad things. This current world we live in is very different. It's very different. No. Many children, they are far more Christian at home than in our time. At the time when you are home, you don't do... Yeah. At school, where there's SU, there's other seniors coming to catch you. Hey, let's go and pray. They'll take you to prayer, the prayer chapel. You pray by force. You learn how to speak in tongues. They'll lay hands on your head. You pray in tongues. Just to have peace and go. Senior, well, you let you again. Look. But now is the other, this current world we are living in, it is very upside down from what we grew up in. What used to work, inviting to Christ, doesn't work again. It doesn't work again. And that is why now there must be strong, real efforts. Real efforts. There must be entreating, persuading, constraining, forcing. Forcing them. Invite him to come. He won't come. Oh, let's go to church. Okay, I won't come. Then you leave him to go. No. Many times, when you stop somebody, he will not stop. Then you let him go. No. You start working with him. And even to block him. Now we people's rights and people's things. No. In this current world, there are so many other competing needs, so many competitors, that everybody who is sitting there is doing something. No. Former times, when they are sitting down, they are doing nothing. So he now is bored. So let's go. I'm going to see something new. I'm going to see something happening. For what times? Now, as they are sitting there, they are either in China, they are watching James Bond, they have gone to watch football, they are watching a party, as they are sitting here, they are very, very busy. They are very, very busy. And they are either working, getting money, scamming somebody, telling lies. They are not, look, you see a child sitting down, crossing his legs, he's not resting, he's working. He's working. He's not resting. He doesn't have time to get up and follow you to go in church and sit down and do nothing. When I'm sitting here, I'm getting some dollars. As I'm sitting here, I'm talking to some girl in China, some girl in America. They say, hello, who's name? My name is Cindy. How are you? Hey, black boy face, you're called Cindy. Black boy face, you're called Cindy. And because she's got some avatar, you put some things there, they don't know who you are. No. The world is different. Formerly they were bored. They have nothing to do. Just sitting under a tree in the gutter and the roadside. Charlie, today what do you do? Nothing. Oh, Charlie, we just sit here. They will just be there and buy granules. Then we are just chewing. That is the highlight of the day, is sit down under a tree and do nothing. Not now. They are busy. Working at various kind of criminal and non-criminal, every kind of activity is going on. Everybody, a boy sitting down by himself, Not at all. So that guy will not get up. I said, that guy, I mean, no, you, if you are busy, even when your children are called, you say, wait. Even we, when we are busy, those who know us, who we care for, we love them, and they call us, we say, wait, wait, sit down, be patient. How much more a stranger is calling you when you are busy? Nah. I don't have time. I don't have time. In this current world, no. The former invitations that used to work don't work anymore. Don't work anymore. So those of us who have relied on invitations, we are going to be sitting on nothing. When I say nothing, no change. What you have is going to be the same for a long time. And by the grace of God, Lighthouse has an aura, has a reputation, has a name. So some will come for that alone. That is why, you know, if God allowed churches to really finish, some of you will see. If Holy Spirit and the prayer of corporate prayer, everything, all the activities we are doing is stirring people up, it making people still have a soft heart towards God, towards church, towards the name, the group of churches. If you were, I wish I had the data of how many churches close every year in America alone. How many churches close every year? Yeah. You'll be amazed. Thousands of churches are closing. And yours is not closing because you think you are weak. No. It is the name is just carrying. And also we Africans, we love God. I don't know whether we love God or we are stuck with God. We have nowhere else to go. You don't have a job, you don't have money, you don't have anything. What are you going to do? Only God, you know what I mean? Only God can help you. Amen. So, one, the former way of inviting people doesn't work again. The former way of, sitting formally, just invite somebody, call him. Charlie, come with me, let's go somewhere. Have you found it? 4,500 churches close every year in America. Just America. Divide by 360, see how many close every day. Divide by 365. How many close every day? Every day. This is America. Don't add Africa. Don't add Rangoon. 12 churches close every day. You think you're okay? Yeah, you think you're okay. They close every day. No. If we do not, I think that maybe we have to define a closing church as one that doesn't grow again. A child who is not growing is an emergency, or isn't it? A child who is, when a child is one, how much does he weigh? 12 kilos. 10 to 12 kilos. One. 10 to 12 kilos is one. Then he's two. 10 to 12 kilos. Then he's 3 years old. 10 to 12 kilos. What's going to happen to their mother? She'll go mad. There is no, they will say, oh, but the child's alive. No. They will not say that. They will now enter into great internal examination. See, why is a child at age 3 still, okay, giving 13 kilos? He has added 1 kilo. 13 kilos. Is it okay? By your church, 3 years and you have the same number. And we have like, oh, it's accepted. No, it's not accepted. It is actually a dying church. This boy, won't he die sooner or later? If he doesn't grow, he's now 15 years old at age 13 kilos. What are you going to see next? His coffin. 15 years. How much does a 15-year-old weigh? 50 kilos. Or 40 kilos. 50 to 80. 15. 15-year-old child. 15-year-old child. Huh? No. 40 kilos. 40 kilos. My dog is 40 kilos. It can't be less than a dog. Now. Amen. If a child is 17 and is 13 kilos, it's a crisis. It's a crisis. But we have accepted that church, we all churches are the same weight. The same weight. Because there is some weight there. It's not zero. You don't have to be zero to die. No. You don't die at zero. You die at a figure, not at zero. Amen. We are competing with many things at this moment to bring them to church. And now, I mean, for some people, life is so convenient to do Sunday shopping, Sunday house cleaning, it's so convenient. Sunday, yes, because the whole week we are going up and down. So it's Sunday, let's go to the shop right. Sunday, go somewhere, buy the thing, come and then sit the whole family outing. Sunday is family day. It's so logical. It's so, formerly Sunday, no shop to go, nothing. Football in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. The whole morning, nothing. TV is boring. There's nothing to do Sunday morning, nothing. Just get up and go to church. But it's changed. That's why if we don't change your method of inviting, it won't work again. And number two, anakazo is important because the people that will fill our churches are not in the places where they can receive nice bourgeoisie invitation cards. The people who now are churchable, they are no longer easily reached. Because those who are easily reached, they're not going to church. Many people, when you ask them about church, say, oh, I'm watching on TV. Yeah, so I mean, oh, I watch Archbishop on TV, you know, and then I watch Reverend Eastwood, then I watch Taki Aboy. Oh, actually, you're going to watch Reverend Charles. Oh, I'm sorry for you. I have three bishops I'm watching on my TV. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I have three bishops. I'm watching them all back to back. Yes. The people who will go to church are not, and you see, that is one of the important things that we need to have in mind, because we have to, many of us, to be a pastor of a church, the places you have to go is not where you normally go. It is not your normal place of operation. You have to go out of your zone, out of your area. That is because what did Jesus say? I'm anointed to what? Preach to the poor. It is the poor and the halt and the maimed and the lame. They are the ones who come to church with their problems. But they are the ones who will come. They are the ones. They are the dirty ones. The uncultured, uncivilized, and they are the ones who will come. Anakazo, we have put it aside and we have become, I mean, part of the beauty of the first love system is that when you dress very casually, like that, you can go anywhere. You can go anywhere. When you dress very casually, you're wearing sneakers, you're wearing jeans, you're wearing a t-shirt. You can go. Because when you appear, wear your nice kaftan and your polished chameleon shoes. Hey, when the guy sees you, Charlie, I can't go like you. I can't. How you are dressed, I can't go some. No. They all hang out. But when you appear in some kind of casual dress, casual way of walking, and they can identify some kind of way with you, you can communicate with them. You can communicate with them. When you come wearing a tie, you come wearing a tie, polished black shoes, tucked in, and dressed well with a chain, a gold chain. No. They will see you as a holy man. Yeah, you are holy. I mean, where you are, I cannot be there. Yeah, I mean, me and you can't be in the same room. We don't belong. Look at our dressing. Yeah. And that has been, last night I was at IDRC for the first night of the convention with Dr. Kojo Bempa. And I saw that, and I said, of a truth, the students, as they come, they all dress the same. All dress the same. Distressed jeans of various types, t-shirts, that's all. There's not the only tie in the room was the speaker. The only proper shoe in the room was the speaker. Everybody, every kind of sandal. And I said, that's why they are the nobodies. They are the nobodies. Anakazo man. For Anakazo, and you see, somehow, I don't know, I have to go and find out, but somehow, Anakazo does not work on educated people. Somehow. That's why the rich and all those people, they didn't come. It didn't work on them. I don't know. I'm not to see why. Is it true or that wasn't applied on them? Or I don't know what it was. But as if people who are educated and things, they have their arguments to discuss and to tell you reasons why, I got a meeting, I got my assignment, I got my homework, I cannot come. But the boy sitting down there on his computer, on his phone, this is his world. He's coming with their phone. But the other people, they have work, they have things to do. I don't know. I'm just thinking that is something which doesn't work very well on people who are professional people. And Akaso doesn't work on them. Oh, you have not seen when I'm... It doesn't work on them. Yeah. There are no is no. Because they have a reason for their no. So I have a meeting. I have an interview. I have a call. I'm traveling. I can't come. But the boy sitting down here, what he's doing it here. As you are going, phone, Yanko. Yeah, let's go with your phone. The Anakazo must now move us out of where we have operated into a Zongo-ish. I think we must deliberately now look for certain areas where we'll go there. If we don't, we will be amazed at the death of our churches. We'll be shocked to find that our churches are actually dying. And the truth is, a living being, if it's not growing, is dying. A living being doesn't stay the same. And him will live and move. It's either growing or it's dying. It may look the same, but it's dying. But it's dying. Amen. Are you here tonight? Without Anakazo, your church will be empty. And when you think about it, the only ones who use force to achieve their goals and aims are the bad people. Are the bad people. Rarely does somebody force you to do good. Think about it. Rarely. They force you to do bad. You are forced into prostitution. You are forced to join the armed robber gang. You are forced to start smoking. You are forced to start with. You are forced to be. You have. They force you into these things. They will catch you, say, hey, get it, smoke. They're all watching you. You are being forced to do a bad thing. But how often are you forced to do a good thing? Think about it. Almost never. Almost never. There was this article that I saw yesterday. An 11-year-old boy in Haiti is a gang member. He said, Charlie, no, he's 15. He joined when he was 11. He said, look, the gangs, you join. You don't join, you die. Because everybody belongs to a gang. Everybody belongs to a gang. And your protection is to belong to a gang. So he joined the gang. And he said, in the gang, his job was to go and burn dead bodies. When they kill people, then the small boys will go and burn their bodies to hide it away or something. 11-year-old boy forced into a gang. Who will force who into a church? I mean, who will force somebody to do that into school? Who will force you into school? Nobody. But you can be forced into evil. You can be forced to do something very, very bad. And it works. Because he's there. In the gang, 15-year-old boy now. He wants to get out. And he's there. Yeah. It's time for us to also force them. And you see, when I say force, when they are forced into a gang, do you think it is by talkings? No. Do you think it is by some casual conversation? No. They are holding a knife. It's clearly intimidating. They are forcing you to go where you don't want to go yourself. Maybe it's time. And you see, after a while, they are inside. After a while, tell them, I've come. I'm already in. Maybe it's time that we force people into church. Amen. Amen. That's the Anakazo spirit. That is how we built our church. And here we have become very complacent. I become very gentle and cool and invite them. They don't come. Invite somebody else. He doesn't come. Invite somebody else. He doesn't come. Invite somebody else. You invite 20, none will come. Then you begin to wonder, I'm getting tired. I'm getting burnt out. No. Fight for the first one. Stand there and fight with him. Pressurize him. After two or three, one of them will come. After four, two, three, one of them will come. They will start following you. But we have not pressurized it enough. We have not used force. Maybe because we ourselves don't believe. Maybe in the truth and the importance of the gospel we are preaching. Maybe. Maybe you don't see that the person you are trying to save is dying. When you see them applying the defibrillator, hey, look, you wonder, are we helping them or we are killing them? When somebody's heart has stopped beating and then they give a shock, you wonder, look, whose side are you on? Are you trying to kill the person dead or trying to, because the violence of the intervention, I said the violence of the intervention. Or when there's no those things, when they are pressing their chest and they are hitting their chest, you think that they want to break their chest. Henry, true or not true? Yeah. How hard do you hit when you're trying to restart their heart? Gently. Press. Look, don't hurt the person. The person is already in pain. The person now is dying already. So you do it gently. Just and then be, Charlie, don't die. You, I beg you, please don't die. Is that how you do it? How do you do it? You hit the chest. Hit the chest. Yeah. Bang on the chest. So that the person will wake up from his dying slumber. Not that some gentle, cool. Charlie, how? That is how many of our churches are not growing. Because you are the nice, gentle, cool, calm person. You are the nice, I mean, nice pastors. The Lord is my shepherd. Ash, it be you that. You are the shepherd. Don't drive the sheep too hard. They will die. Yes. Take your time and drive them gently. That's what Jacob said. We can't hurry with you, Esau. You go. We are coming gently. We have children and sheep and babies with us. If we drive too hard, they will die. Let's take our time and walk gently and coolly. You know, you just come to church and let's try it and see how it works. You know, if you don't like it, then, hey, you are playing with fire. You are playing with your destruction. And we are allowing them. If you watch your child, I remember when my baby Nikki was 2 or 3. He was ill. He was ill, and he wasn't eating. You know, he wasn't eating. And then my big sister came to visit. And then, so when she came, that day he hadn't eaten. It was about 1 or 2 or 3. Then the whole day I didn't eat it. Then she said, "Oh." I said, "Oh, he's not eating." Oh. Then the next day too, when she came, he's not eating it still. I think then next evening, she said, "Hey, bring him to me. Bring him." They brought him. She took the food. She said, "You eat." Look, they held his head like this. Then they squeezed him. Put that food inside. Then he spat it out. Then they push it in again. Then he's, "Hey, look, I was watching." I said, "Hey, who died at the end of this thing?" He said, "No." He said, "I heard you say he's not eating. But what I'm seeing is very serious. He will eat." I said, "He will eat." So there's, I think it was this Puri feud. At the point, he stopped shouting. Because when he shouts, they push it to his mouth. Then he, they don't squeeze him. Because he had to eat. She said that he would fall sick or something. He had to eat. I don't know why Nikki's eating has always been his problem. He had to eat. Force for his own benefit. Force them for their. When you see, be clear, when you come to church, it's not for me, it's for you. It's for you are coming to church for you. Amen. I think it's time for us to shake ourselves again. I didn't hear a good amen. I think it is time for us to not accept. You see, and we are the Anakazo man, he does not accept any excuse. Does not accept any excuse. We have accepted excuses. And excuses not only from the church members, not only from the people out there, but from everybody in the whole spectrum. Everybody. Excuse, excuse, excuse. Are you here tonight? I want us to stir ourselves up again. Amen. I want to say amen. I want us to start something. I'm planning something that I'm going to do in my church very, very soon. I'm just working out the details. And that is either April or May. I'm not sure which month. It's a month of evangelism. That month, every single day, every single week, somebody is going out. Every single day, every Saturday, all of us are going. I know many won't come. Yeah, I know many won't come. It doesn't matter. We'll start. Every day, assign people. Today, go out to visit. Why? That is the master said, my house will not be empty. And the only way to fill it is anakazu. That's the only way to fill it. I'm working on the details. I'll let you know when it is fully settled. Amen.
Amen.
But I want you to have a fire. Amen. Once again. Amen. I've got to. I can't accept. Look, be tired of your church. I said, be tired of your church. When you come, they see the 50, say 50 again. 50 again. Ah, what is this? I mean, you must come and stand there and be even angry at somebody. I don't know who. Be angry at somebody. The master was angry at the servants. In this case, you are the servant. I don't know who you'd be angry with. But be angry at somebody. 50 again, 20 again, 70 again. Can't we grow? Can't we go past this thing? What do we have to do to pass this piece? What? How can we go past this thing? There must be some righteous anger. Because the master was angry. He was angry. So the master showed his lord these things. And the master of the house, being angry, verse 21. Being angry. I said, be the master of the house. Being angry. Ask your neighbor, where is your anger? Ask your neighbor, where is your anger? No, ask him, where? You are so nice and cool. You are the good shepherd, eh? You are the good shepherd, pastor. Where is your anger? What is driving you? Where is the motivation, something driving you to go out and press for more souls? Where is your anger? Yeah, I'm just happily sat down in church, just like that. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray for ourselves. Let's pray for ourselves. The Lord, we will see it as you see it. Shabbatukia. Let's pray for ourselves. Lord, I mean, maybe we have become like resigned. This is my portion. This is how it is. This is my church size. This is what I'm facing. But let's pray. Lord, tomorrow we are having a meeting. How many have been anakazo to come? We have invited them. Come. We have invited them. But how many have been pressed? No. You must come. I can't come. You must come. I won't come. You better come. Hey, if you don't come, threats. When I see you, what I'll do to you. If you don't come, look, don't come. Leave the church and go. Force and threats for their own benefits. Not that I'm just inviting them. Oh, put a poster on the wall. You are welcome to a 3-day convention with the man of God. And no. They are busy. They are busy looking for money. They are busy enjoying themselves, getting erection. They are busy having fun on their phone, watching a film free. They have hacked somebody's money. They are busy taking somebody. They are busy. They are really busy. They are really busy. Shabakataya. I think we should be angry. I think we should be angry and upset at what. Are you with me this evening? I think we should be angry at ourselves that my size, my church size, is the way it is. I think you should be disappointed with yourself that how come I can't I can't grow a church. Me, my church hasn't grown. The same people. Three go, one come. That's what we are rotating around the same average figure. Shabakataya. Lord, stir our hearts. 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 Shebwe katidia. Lord, stir our hearts. Stir our hearts. Stir our hearts. Stir our hearts. Let nobody be happy again. Let nobody be happy again. Let nobody be happy again. Stir our hearts. Stir our hearts. Let us see dying, desperate dying people. Let us see many multitudes choosing death and hell, and that nobody's pressurizing them to take the right step, the right decision to come out. Just pray for yourself, Lord. Listen, listen, listen. The biggest problem is to get used to a bad situation. That's the biggest problem. You accept it. This is how it is. Get used to a bad smell. You can't smell it again. Get used to death and baller around you. When you see it now, you just walk past it happily. Get used to dirty, naked children walking in your house. Get used to people poo-pooing in the compound. You are used to it. So when you are there and a child has just squat in front of you to poo-poo, it's not strange again. Because we are used to it. The first time, you say, hey, child, stop, hey, find him a chamber porter, find him something. But when you talk, and they're still doing it, after a while, you get used to it. And they can poo-poo there. And then they can poo-poo anywhere. They can wee-wee anywhere. It's okay. Our fault is not changing. You get used to it. Maybe that's the worst thing that can happen to us. To get used to a bad situation. You accept it. This is how it is. But maybe we shouldn't get used to it. We should be angry always, continually. Always upset at the low numbers. Always upset at the ones who didn't come. Always unhappy with somebody. Somebody has failed you. Could be you yourself. Always unhappy at what it is. Just pray for yourself 1 minute. Lord, let me not accept the status quo. Let me not accept what is happening. Let me not accept what is presented to me. Lord, stir my heart. Ignite a fire. It may take a hard decision. Let me be strong to take that decision. Let me be strong to take that decision. Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much that you go to great lengths to find workers to work in your vineyard. Thank you that, Lord, you never give up. You never give up. But you are always inspired to find, to try and try again. And try again and another time and one more time. That by all means, you save as many as you can. Lord, your heart's cry is none be lost. Your great desperation is the many souls that are perishing and the few laborers that are out there in the fields that are white unto harvest. Tonight, stir us. Stir us. Tonight, let somebody reconsider his situation as not conducive, not good. Let somebody tonight look at himself and say like the four lepers, I do not well. I do not well. Let somebody look at himself in the light of eternity. Let somebody look in the mirror and see himself as I'm failing the master. I am failing the master. in the work I am doing, I can't grow, I can't gather, I can't preach, I can't change lives. I'm failing the master. Let somebody look at himself and say, this is not what I know I can do. But I've sunk to a level where this is what I'm doing. 20, 30, 40. I have reduced myself to be like the other people who don't do much. And let the realization spark a resurgence, a revival, a restoration of zeal and energy once again. Let there be that move once again of the joy of the master is our driving joy. Lord, thank you that this is another chance for us to rise up and build our church. This is another chance for us to turn and become church builders. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
When he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed. He called me back.